Yes?
Mr. McKee?
Yes, Danielle.
Mr. McKee, about this search for the Necronomicon, I've got a letter from a dealer who says he has a copy.
Well, call the client and sell him the book.
Sir, you know this book does not exist. This has to be a fraud.
Danielle, I've been in this business for 10 years. The dealer says it exists, so we assume it does. Sell the book.
But the dealer won't take a check. Or cash either, for that matter.
What's that? What does the dealer want, then?
Silver. 2,000 ounces of silver.
Let me see that. Well, explain to the client that we are not responsible for the dealer's fraud. We simply send the money to the dealer. Here.
And if it is a fraud, do we at least refund our commission?
Let's cross that bridge when we come to it.
Thank you. I'll tell her. Danielle?
Yes, Abram?
There's somebody from mall security on his way back looking for you.
Oh, that would be Joe. I asked to borrow his crowbar to get this thing open.
Miss Stewart?
Hi, Joe. Come on into the back room.
Oh, here's that crowbar. You need help with this?
Thanks, Joe, but I don't want to keep you from your rounds.
Are you kidding, Miss Stewart? I wouldn't miss this. I've never seen a $22,000 book. Is this it?
Yes, that big wooden box. I need the crowbar to pop those metal straps.
Oh, I'll get it. You stand back. Oh, pretty heavy box for one book. Is this normal?
Oh, heck no. Nothing about this sale has been normal. Thank you, Joe. Oh, gosh, this lid's heavy.
Well, can I help? Here, let me.
Well, no wonder. Look here, Danielle. It's lined with metal on the underside of the lid. The whole box is steel reinforced.
What? They were afraid it was going to escape?
Hi, guys. Look busy. McKee's on the way.
We are busy, Faith. We're unpacking Mr. Smith's book.
Oh, this I gotta see.
Danielle, are you... Oh, here's where everybody is. I can't blame you for being interested, but let's move this along so we can all get back to work. I'll take it.
Sir? Is it cold in here, or is it just me?
Beg pardon?
Nothing. Mr. Smith mentioned this...